Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 30th of May. Good to have you aboard. Part of the Believe Podcast Network, presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, you go to my title sponsor. All of this is possible because of Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. And if you're dealing with a health issue, you got a personal injury because of an accident that was not your fault, you deserve to be compensated. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And hey, there's a ton going on still. Even though the playoffs are starting to wind down, there's a lot of action out there. And Bet Online, they're your number one source for the NBA and the rest of the NHL playoffs. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds while the games are still being played. And when the game's over, you head on over to their online casino. How about some blackjack? How about some poker? How about some slot games? Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Don't forget, use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right, I love the every other day when your team is this deep into the playoffs, right? Because you have the game, and then the next day, they don't play, but you react to the game. You hopefully feel good about the game. You're riding high, like I was riding high all day yesterday, feeling great about the Panthers. So you got one day to celebrate and feel good, and then you wake up the next morning, it's game day again. That's right. So here we are. Now, yesterday, we celebrated. We felt good. Today, it's game day, baby. Panthers, Rangers, game 5. Could tonight be one of the best nights of your life? The Panthers taking a 3-2 series lead at Madison Square Garden? Maybe. I don't know. I can't predict the future, but I feel really good about it. So, we're going to talk a lot about the Panthers here today. Of course, it's Thursday. I put out the bat signal for you guys. We do a mailbag. Yeah. You got some questions, I got answers. I'll answer any question you got, all right? It doesn't have to be about sports. So we're going to do some mailbag questions today for sure. Got some NBA to get to. Huge NBA night. Huge NBA night tonight. Game 5, Wolves-Mavericks. The rare series that was 3-0 that has a ton of juice to it right now. I'll tell you why coming up. All right. And we have major news on the Dolphin front. You know what? Let's start with that. Yeah, that's right. Big news day today. Jaylen Waddle, 3-year extension, $84.75 million, $76 million guaranteed. So 3-year extension. So I assume he had one more year last year on the rookie deal. Well, no. Was he the same year? No, he was the year after Tua. So did he have 2 years left? I don't know. 3-year extension, $84.75 million, $76 million guaranteed. I like how this wasn't an issue. Nothing public. No negotiating through the media. Just got it done. I think there's a couple things. Number one, I think it signals that, yeah, they're going to get Tua's deal done. This is how the Dolphins do it. There's no public negotiating. There's no the player crying about the money or threatening to hold out or what have you. The Dolphins under Chris Greer the last few years have been pretty good about this kind of thing. Paying the players fair market value, being honest with them. We saw it a few years ago with Xavien Howard. You know, they've been pretty good about this. The second part is the Dolphins are now paying, I think, a combined $58 million to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. It's winning time. We know that. And that also means the Tua deal is going to get done. This is the window. The Dolphins are telling you they are paying $58 million this coming season to Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. They are showing you it is winning time. And that means the Tua deal is going to get done. The window is right now. So the Dolphin fan can feel really good about that. This team is all in, man. And if you're a Dolphin fan who's not in on Tua, you're going to wind up being disappointed, because this is another sign that they believe their window is right now. And if they believe that window is right now, they are going to pay Tua. They're not going to pussyfoot around this. They're not going to dance around this. They're not going to allow this to be an issue. They are going to pay Tua. So I like it, of course, because now what's the number going to be on Tua? I have no idea. But it's not my money. And the NFL salary cap is bullshit. Like, it's not even real. They can make up all these numbers. They could get around it in whatever way they want. So, whatever. They got this out of the way. There's the Javon Holland extension, which I suppose could be next. And they'll get this done with Tua. That's what this deal shows you is, we're not fucking around. This is right now. And whether you like it or not, or whether we're going to overpay Tua or not, we're trying to win a Super Bowl right now. So, I like it. Not going to say it came out of nowhere. Little bit of surprise. Open up the Twitter machine. Boom. They got it done. I guess the only surprise would be that there was no public haggling. No issue. And if you're a Dolphin fan, that feels like a competent front office. So, I like that. All right. Last night, I went to my first Inter-Miami game of the season. That's right. I made an appearance. Now, I've been selling all the, you know, I'm an inaugural season ticket holder. I don't know if you know that. I've been selling my tickets for every game. Excuse me. And I've been making at least double what I paid. These tickets are very expensive. I don't know if I'm going to be able to renew. Although, look, if I'm making money off it and making almost double the money, like, I should renew, right? But maybe I don't want the hassle going forward. I don't know. Like I said, I can't predict the future. So I've been selling all the tickets. And my younger son, Jordan's like, I want to go see Messi. He's never been to an Inter-Miami game, and he wants to go see Messi. Like, he's my 12-year-old, and he's the one who, he's really, over the last, like, year or two, has really begun to take in more of an active role, an active liking into sports, following, watching. And he's got such an amazing memory that, like, he absorbs all of the information. It's very cool. And I will tell you something. For those fathers or mothers, you know, love the honeys, you're out there listening, or you're watching, you want to see this, put them on youtube.com/@Zaslow Show. You're listening to the show, and maybe you have a young kid, you love sports, and maybe you have a young kid who you're having trouble connecting with because you're trying to find the thing to connect with them because they're not showing this love, they're not gravitating towards sports necessarily. I didn't force or put it on either of my kids, my love of sports. Not at all. Matter of fact, the way that I began to love sports, my father, he didn't put it on me either. I'm 100 times, and I've always been 100 times, the sports fan that my father is. My father, watch all the playoff games, watch some regular season games, but he's not losing sleep over anything. You know, send me text messages, oh, game was awesome, you watched the game. Like, but we don't really talk about it. And certainly growing up, that was not a thing where I would find myself, my dad's got to watch the Heat game or, you know, the Dolphin game. That was never the case. Now, he did take me to a bunch of Hurricane games at the Orange Bowl. That was a thing we did together. But it was never forced on me. And the point that I'm trying to make is I found it myself. I found that love and that passion for it myself. No one put that on me. And so the point that I'm making is if you're a father or a mother and you're having a hard time finding that connection, what do you guys love that's the same with your son or your daughter, and you want them to be into sports, if they're going to like it, they're going to like it. You don't have to force it on them. You don't have to try and get them to watch or get them to do it. If it's in them, if it's in their personality, and especially if they see your passion for it and they see your love for it. Like, I think that's part of what's happened with my younger son is over the last couple of years with the Heat making the run, you know, in 2022 and losing in the East Finals, getting to the Finals in 23, I think he has noticed how happy it makes me. And what's also helped is that I've been home watching these games now for the first time in his life since I got let go from the radio station, which also included, you know, my deal doing games on the Heat broadcast. That was at the beginning of the, it was in 2022. So, yes, over the last two seasons, and certainly the run last year where the team got to the finals, my younger son has been able to see me enjoying games and seeing me experience the runs, and we've been able to do some of it together. That's helped a lot, but also with the Panthers now, the last couple of years. So I think he's noticed, oh, this is fun, this is something my father loves, and I want to be in on this. So the point that I'm making is, your kid, if you're waiting for your kid, do they like sports, you know, are they going to watch with you? My answer is, they will. They will see your passion, and you don't have to force them to sit down, because I wasn't getting that with my younger son. My older son has always been into it. My younger one, not so much. But over the last year and a half, now, like the other night, I mean, I told him, game started, Jordan, this is a serious room here. Are you in? He goes, yeah, I'm in. So, and we watched the whole game, you know, and we hug after the goals and after they win. And so, and now I have that, I don't know if it's relationship, but I have that, I get to experience that with both my boys. So, like I said, when I was a younger father, didn't know if I was going to have that connection with my younger son. He doesn't really seem to be so into sports. They'll find it. They will. They'll find it through the joy that you show while you're watching. So, you know, a little bit on my soap. That's some advice. You know, that's a segment right there we call Zaslow Gives Parental Advice. There you go. You're welcome. All right. So I went to Inter Miami last night, and my younger son, Jordan, he'd been wanting to go. He wants to see Messi. And so we went to the game. First game that we're going to this year. Holy shit, is it hot. Oh, it's disgusting outside. It really is. And so, anyway, the game was fine. Inter Miami lost 3-1. Messi scored a goal 62nd minute, 68 minutes, something like that. It was when they were down 2-0. They did not play well. My goodness, they did not play well. And I think Atlanta United hadn't won a match in like forever. So Inter Miami loses 3-1 yesterday. But my son, our seats, we're just atop the 18. And to our right are where all the hooligans are chanting and jumping around the entire game. My son was fixated on the hooligans. Just couldn't stop watching. Couldn't get over. It's like they just jump around, sing the whole game. I go, yep, never get tired. The whole game. And I told him, I go, and by the way, if you go to these games in other countries, it's like 100 times that. It's like the whole stadium, not just that one section there behind the goal with hooligans. Hooligans are the entire stadium if you're going in other countries. He was fixated on the hooligans and the singing. What are they singing? What language is like? I don't know. Well, I know it's Spanish, but I don't know what they're singing. I don't know the words of these songs. And then I explained the clubs and the gangs and that we might get jumped into a gang. So you always got to, you know, if you see me and I'm turtling up because people are beating me up, it's okay. It means I'm going to make a lot of new friends because I'm getting jumped into one of the gangs. That didn't happen last night, though, so everything's good. The put-em face is still intact. No problem. Don't worry, honeys. And so we had a nice time. We had a good time. But this Saturday, they're hosting, like, St. Louis or someone. Is there a St. Louis team? Anyway, whatever it is, they're hosting this Saturday. Back to selling our tickets, baby. So I got that out the way. We'll go to a couple more games probably throughout the summer. Holy shit, is it hot. And, yeah, so there you go. Went to Inter-Miami last night. I feel like it was that their first home loss of the season? It might have been. Anyway, let's get to the important stuff. Your Florida Panthers! And, of course, Panthers, you get a win tonight, we're going to sleep great. But no matter what, we sleep great here in the Zaslow Mansion because we sleep on sheets and giggles. That's right. The softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. Go to sheetsgiggles.com. You get your sustainable eucalyptus pillows, mattresses, comforters. The bed sheets are the softest you're ever going to have. Make sure you're following my man Colin. He's the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles. Follow at Sheets Giggles on Twitter because on nights like tonight, when the Panthers win, he puts promo codes out there. Do flash sales. Great opportunity to stock up on these sustainable eucalyptus sheets. But if this is your first time going to sheetsgiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. Promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. Sheetsgiggles.com, sheetsgiggles.com. So, tonight. Woo! Now, I've felt good going into every game. Obviously, I'm extra nervous going into game four. I'm probably more nervous going into game four than I will be going into tonight. Now, if we lose tonight, we're facing elimination, just like if we lost game four facing elimination. But it's so obvious at this point, through four games, we are the better team. The Panthers have been playing this game on their terms, this series, on their terms. There have been a couple moments like the first period of game four. Wow, we looked like shit. Like that period and the first period of game five against Boston. Those two periods are worst two periods of the postseason. We were able to bounce back this past game. Other than the first period in game four against New York, this series has been played on the Panthers' terms. And if we could say that definitively through four games, while also Panarin hasn't scored, Kreider hasn't scored, Zibanejad doesn't even have a point, we are in control of this series. Now, that doesn't mean that bad things can't happen. Shit, bad things happen in overtime game two. Bad things happen in overtime game three. But if you're a Panther fan, how do you not feel good the rest of the way this series? You don't think you could beat the Rangers 2 out of 3 when you've been dominating this series so far? And by the way, the Panthers are better on the road this postseason, overall and on special teams. So, Panther fan, I certainly feel great going into tonight's game. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be on the verge a projectile vomit the entire game. I am going to be. Tonight's a must-win for the Rangers. I say that because if the Rangers go down 3-2 next game in Sunrise, not that that matters so much, but if the Rangers go down 3-2, and by the way, the home team is under 500 this entire Stanley Cup playoff. If the Rangers go down 3-2 and the next game in Sunrise, like I said, that doesn't matter so much. In a series, though, that they've been outplayed, they're in very big trouble. If the Panthers go down 3-2, all right, I mean, we're in the pressure cooker in game six for sure, but we're still going to be able to fall back on, yeah, we've dictated the pace, we've dictated the style of play this entire series. Let's go out there and go one game at a time, win game six, win game seven. So I'm not trying to hedge here. I would love the opportunity for the Panthers. Panthers have not won back-to-back games yet this series. I would love the opportunity to win back-to-back games here for the first time. Rangers did in games 2 and 3. Win back-to-back games here and then a chance to close it out at home. If the Panthers go up 3-2, I mean, the Rangers, this is a must-win game for New York. I feel great going into tonight. I think the Panthers, I think they probably learned a little something about themselves, because in the first period of Game 4, they did not look right. Paul Maurice even said afterward, we were tight, holding our sticks a little bit too tight, then we were able to loosen up in the second period. I liked hearing that, because at least it gave an explanation. I don't know how much it's true. I think it was. But at least it gave an explanation as to what the hell is going on here. Why are they playing this way? Why do they look like that? So, I feel great going into tonight. Now, I am on ESPN Radio tonight at 7 o'clock, but it's only an hour show. It's as if the basketball gods, they knew. Since the Wolves extended their series against the Mavs in Game 4, NBA ESPN Radio tonight starting at 8 p.m. in Minnesota. So, Amber and Ian, I'm doing it with my homegirl Amber Wilson, top girl on ESPN. We're just on for an hour leading up to NBA on ESPN Radio. So, 7 to 8 p.m., you can hang out with us tonight. SiriusXM Channel 80, always on the ESPN app, or locally, ESPN 106.3 FM West Palm. And then right at 8 o'clock, get downstairs, get into that Sirius room. That's right. And you know I'll represent the Panthers tonight on ESPN Radio. So hang out with us tonight for an hour, and then everybody gets ready. You get to your Sirius room, you put on what you want. I'm already wearing red. I'll probably put my Carter Verhaeghe shirt back on. That's been good luck recently. And then you pop open a Johnny Cuba, and you get ready for Panthers-Rangers Game 5. You know what I'm talking about. But don't forget, and I expressed this certainly after Game 3, right, and the Panthers are down 2-1. This is what it's about. There are really high highs. There are really low lows. When you're making a run through the playoffs, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs, where, you know, all these goals, there's so many one-goal games. Games 2, 3, 4, one-goal games, all obviously in overtime. We're going to have either a really high high tonight or a really low low. And either way, this game ends. Tomorrow you feel it. And then on Saturday, right back at it. So just remember that. No matter what happens tonight, this shit is hard. That's the most important thing to remember moving forward, all right? This is hard. And tonight is going to be 60 minutes of possible frustration or agony. You're going to be scared. You're going to be nervous. Hopefully, we'll be really happy. I mean, God forbid the team gets out to a multi-goal lead. I mean, come on. Would it be the worst thing ever if the Panthers can just be up 2-0 after one period? I don't expect that. I think it's going to be played very tight, close to the vest. And this Shesterkin, he's impossible, all right? But the key here is keep peppering him. You get in his mug, you get a couple greasy goals like they did the first two on, what are we talking, Tuesday night. Stand at the penalty box. Real easy to say, right? Rangers scored a power play goal the other night. The Rangers power play has looked really good the other night. Stay out of the penalty box. I know the Ranger fan is doing a ton of complaining. I don't feel like there's a ton to complain about. Like, I saw this one clip where a Ranger fan puts out there, a clip of a Panther clearly tripping one of the Ranger skaters, and it went uncalled. It's like, yeah, like, there are missed calls. We could definitely put together video footage of the Panthers not getting calls. That's every team, every game, all right? I feel like there's been a lot of bitching and whining from Ranger fans, all right? Cool it the fuck out. All right. Everybody take it easy. Everybody settle down. All right. I'm very excited for it tonight. Oh, my God. Come on. Take this game tonight. We're two wins away from going to the Stanley Cup Final games. Do this. Deserve it, right? We deserve it. The Panthers earned that Game 4 win so hard. We've so far and away been the better team. Let's go. All right. You know what? Everybody take a deep breath. Let's calm down. Let's get to another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag. All right, here we go. So every Thursday, we like to do some mailbag questions. Here's what I got for you guys today. First question up is from Mike in West Palm. Zaslow, how hateable is Chris Whittingham now that he is a Rangers fan? Shame on him. All right, so what Mike in West Palm is referring to there, Chris Whittingham, former producer on the Dan Le Batard Show, And I remember last year when I made an appearance on the Le Batard Show, and this was when the Panthers were down 3-1 to Boston. I mean, he had pretty much not just given up on the team, he had given up on his fandom. Like, he was he was ridiculous. It was not only was he ridiculous, he was wrong about everything he was saying. Being critical of Tkachuk, empty points, it doesn't matter. I mean, Tkachuk is such a money player, but he bailed on the Panthers. Think about how ridiculous of a fan you have to be to bail on a team. Now, maybe he was never a fan. I don't know. But you're a Panther fan for years and years, forever. The team does nothing. And then, when they're about to make their Stanley Cup final run, that's when you bail on them? That is trash behavior. And so now he's a huge Rangers fan. He's wearing the Rangers gear. He's a vomit right now, Chris Whittingham. Just the idea. I mean, have a little bit of character as a sports fan. And now, you got to see him on the show. I think it was yesterday. He shows up. He's wearing his Ranger gear. I mean, get the fuck out of here. Have a little bit of character as a sports fan. You're switching sports teams, and let alone New York? Yeah, he's a vomit. His fandom is a vomit. That's all I want to say about that. All right, next question is from Real Mike Austin. It says, Zaslow, should the King and Queen of the Ring be granted an automatic title shot at SummerSlam every year? Excellent question, Real Mike Austin. So this year, WWE King of the Ring last week, the winners, which were Gunther won King of the Ring, Nia Jax won Queen of the Ring. Just like at WrestleMania, or just like the winners of the Royal Rumble, get a title shot at WrestleMania and main event. Same thing now, King and Queen of the Ring get a title shot and main event SummerSlam. I love this idea. They've always wanted to make SummerSlam the WrestleMania of the summer. It's never quite felt like that. Well, now it's in a stadium every year. And you saw they booked it for Minneapolis already 2 years down the road, 2026. And it's two nights. And so they're really trying to make it the WrestleMania of the summer. And how do you do that? By making a similar build. The way you build from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania and now King of the Ring to SummerSlam. So yes, I think this is going to be an every year thing. And I like it. Next question. This is from Cincinnati Lou. Cincinnati Lou says, Zaslow, should Chris Whittingham be allowed back into Florida? The answer is no. Obviously not. When you have terrible sports character, you should not be allowed in the state of Florida. You should not be allowed back in the state where you abandoned your sports fandom there. How do you decide to give up on a team when they're making their first ever playoff run in 27 years? And then you're flaunting it wearing the stupid New York gear. He is a vomit of a sports fan, Chris Whittingham. Next question. Excellent question, Cincinnati Lou. Next question is from Terry Zaslow. What are the keys to win tonight? And how do I not have a heart attack watching the game? Well, I'm not the right person to ask about how not to have a heart attack watching the game. I mean, I'm standing half the game, and I'm creeping close to the television every time there's some type of scoring a chance. I'm the wrong person to ask there. Keys to the game tonight? I mean, I think you need at least a couple like they had last game. You need some of those greasy goals against Shesterkin. Like the fancy stuff, the pretty stuff, that doesn't seem to work against him. All right, Aaron says here, Zaslow, if the Panthers can finish off the Rangers, and I can afford to go to one Stanley Cup final game, is a great question. Do I pick home games one or two and be guaranteed to see a game, or go for game six or seven and possibly see the cup one, but not guaranteed to see the game? All right. Well, first of all, the Panthers would only have home ice advantage, meaning, he's saying, or go for game six or seven. All right, so he understands that. So, because they would not have home ice advantage if Dallas wins. Now, that series is tied 2-2. Last night, Edmonton won. They came from behind. They won 5-2. They would have home ice advantage against Edmonton. So, we're rooting for Edmonton. But I understand what you're saying here. Do you go for the first couple home games, which is either game one or two, or game three or four, or hold out for a game six or seven with the chance to win? All right. I think you want to go. Now, last year, I went to game four. I think you want to go. This is a tough question. I think you want to make sure that you're guaranteed to go to a game. I think you want to say you went to a Stanley Cup game. And as far as not being there when the cup is hoisted, hopefully the Florida Panthers, I don't necessarily have a problem with not going to that game. And the reason that I say that is because Number one, I want to be around as many of my people as possible when my team is going to win a championship. Family and closest friends. And we're not all able to go to the game, obviously. I'd like to be able to share this experience with as many of the people I care about as possible. And so that would be in the Zaslow Mansion family room, of course, everybody else knows as Sirius Room. And the second part is, I don't know how emotional I would get. My guess is I would likely be emotional, and I don't want that in public. I would rather that be in the comfort of my home, all right? So, but overall, I want to experience it all with my family. So I would make sure you're able to go to one of the first couple of games. And even if you're not there with a chance to clinch the cup, hopefully, please, God willing, I think it's okay to watch it at home. Next question is from Cup of Beer. Excellent name. Zaslow, when are you going to get that regular slot on the Levitard show? Love the 790 vibes when you were on with Dan and the crew. Yeah, it's nice of you to say. I love being on with those guys. I think I may be on with them again soon. I don't have anything planned right now. I hope to be on with them again soon, and we'll see what happens. You know, look, they know how to find me. All right, come on. So I would love to do more regular stuff with them. Thank you. Next question is from Ryan. Zaslow, thoughts on the Jalen Waddle extension, making him the fifth highest paid receiver in the league? Love it. I mean, I don't care, but I'm glad he's not the highest paid. Like, I don't understand that. Every time a guy comes off, like Tua, why does Tua need to be the highest paid quarterback just because his contract is up? No, he's not the best quarterback. And Jalen Waddle, why should he be the highest paid? No, I mean, he's not even the fifth best wide receiver. He's really good, but it's not my money. I'm glad they got it done. I'm glad they got it done without any type of, you know, public issue. So, yeah, my thoughts are great. Love it. And let's see here. Finally, one more. Nick Hex says, Zaslow, did the Zaslows make it to West Palm Beach last weekend for the annual Dave Matthews Band shows? The answer to that is no, we did not. I will tell you, I think this is 2 years in a row that we haven't gone. We sold our tickets last year. They got tickets both nights last year. We sold them. Yeah, we have both of us, me and my wife, because he's my wife's favorite. We haven't enjoyed it the last few years as much as we used to. Just the song selection. I remember one year, I mean, hell, a few years ago, we left. We left in the middle of the show. We couldn't believe the set list that he chose. And my wife probably knew most of the songs, but I didn't know any of them. It was, I don't know. We haven't enjoyed it the way that we used to. I'm also glad that I didn't go this year, not to do the whole political thing, but everybody knows, you know, we don't do that here, but everybody knows I'm Jewish, and I think this doesn't have to do with political. This has to do with, you know, just humans and being decent. Everyone knows that I'm Jewish. We know what's going on in Gaza and right now in Rafah. And Israel, Hamas, that whole deal. I know. Dave Matthews, he said a whole thing at one of the shows, you know, during in between songs, something about free Palestine. And I'll just say this real quick. And people got really mad. Because, I mean, hell, there are a lot of Jews down here in South Florida, a lot of Jews at the show. He went on a whole free Palestine thing, and people got mad. Now, so I'm glad I wasn't there. I don't know how I would have reacted. But what I mean by that is, you got a lot of people who get mad at that when someone says free Palestine. Everyone should. I'm just going to do this really quick, all right? Everyone should be on the side of free Palestine. Why would anyone not be on the side? Why would anyone think that Palestine shouldn't be free? But the point is, when you say free Palestine, so I'm going to give a little bit of a quick education to those who don't understand a very complicated and nuanced issue that goes on out there in the Middle East, especially with Israel. Everyone should be okay with free Palestine. But when you say free Palestine, it should be followed with free Palestine from Hamas. Because otherwise, two things happen. And this, I think, is what had people really angry at the Dave Matthews show, especially Jews, was if you say free Palestine, you're making it sound like, A, free Palestine from Israel, which is bullshit. And B, you're saying free Palestine instead of saying free the hostages. And that's going to make Jews really, really angry as well. And so that's, I think, what happened. I think I know people who left the show. And I think Dave Matthews Band, maybe Dave Matthews even, you know, someone mentioned and people are angry, people are upset in the crowd, because apparently a few songs later, in between songs, he then came on and talked about freeing the hostages, you know? You have a lot of people, and in this case, maybe it was Dave Matthews, I don't know, who will say things like that, and they don't understand that there's, like, it's a really nuanced discussion, and you can't just go out there and say free Palestine. There's a little bit more to it than that. But again, and this is coming from a Jewish person like myself, and I don't like to do this on the show. You guys know that I don't do this, but it came up because of the Dave Matthews thing, and I'm telling you why I'm actually glad that I didn't go, because I don't know how I would have reacted, and I don't want to have to react to it. Everyone should be on the side of Free Palestine. Everyone. It just, it matters. The next words out of your mouth after you say Free Palestine are very, very important. All right, and he didn't do that at the show. And so, yeah, I mean, I had a friend of mine, huge Dave Matthews fan, huge, huge, huge. He's been to 90-plus shows, huge Dave Matthews fan, not Jewish, like, not Jewish at all. And he messaged me the next day. He said he thinks he's done with Dave Matthews. He was really angry that he said that. And my pal's not Jewish, you know? So I was like, you got a lot of people talking about it. They don't know what they're talking about, you know, and they don't understand why it makes people upset. So anyway, but yeah, free Palestine, obviously, but there's a lot more to it, a lot more that needs to be said and go along with that. Okay, I'm sorry for people who didn't appreciate that, but that is what it is. All right, very good. Let's keep this thing moving. Excellent job there. Zaslow Show 2.0 mailbag. I appreciate you guys' participation, as always. All right, so I want to make sure you guys know about this. Today is May 30th. One more day. One more day here in the month of May. Why is that important? Well, because your time is running out to head on over to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru and take advantage of the Memorial Day sales event, which is still going on to the end of this month. That's tomorrow. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru is so easy to find. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. I passed by it last night going to the Inter-Miami game, as a matter of fact. Right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, because of the Memorial Day sales event, you can make zero down payment, zero payments for 3 months, make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, you can get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. Plus, right now, get 0% APR up to 72 months on a Subaru Outback. That's right. And with an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Go to nflsubaru.com for details. Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event going on the rest of this month at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. Also, guys, I love making sure, because you're great listeners of Zaslow Show 2.0, I love making sure that you have the same peace of mind that I do, all right? I don't just bring sponsors on the show to partner with on Zaslow Show 2.0 all willy-nilly. I bring sponsors on who I use, and I've been getting my homeowner's insurance through Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. And I do that because not only am I getting a great rate on my homeowner's insurance, but I'm getting the most comprehensive coverage out there. And I want to make sure that you guys get that peace of mind as well. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. And wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, maybe like Zaslow, I live in Central Florida, I live in North Florida. Luckily for you, Brunt Insurance has offices all throughout the state. So no matter where you're calling from, Brunt Insurance, Greg Brunt and his team, they have the expertise and the experience. They know your area when it comes to homeowners insurance, renters, condo insurance. There are so many options out there. You can't do it on your own. Well, with Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making all the confusing options crystal clear. Fully licensed staff, they're going to help you every step of the way. Plus, just a couple months ago, I switched over. I get my car insurance now through Brunt Insurance. So if you're looking for affordable care that offers the best coverage for your automobile, motorcycle, your boat, you're making the right call. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. So tonight, it's not just about the Panthers. Well, you know, in the Zaslow Mansion, it is very serious room. But on the small TV in the Zaslow Mansion serious room, we're going to have Mavericks Wolves. Can the Wolves make this a thing? Now, I already told you, can they make history? 155 times, including the Celtics this round as well. 155 times, a team has gone up 3-0. They have never lost. But and only four times, including last year, only four times has a team down 3-0 forced a game seven. And only one time in the history of those 155 instances, and only one out of those four times, did the team that forced game seven, were they the home team? Were they the team with home court advantage? Were they the higher seed? You see, that's why if this is going to be done, and I don't think it's going to because, I mean, shit, 0-155. If it's going to be done, this is the scenario where it would happen. That's why last year is the scenario that it would happen, where the Celtics stay alive in game four, and then, all right, you win two out of three at home. You win game five at home, and now all of a sudden, can you win just one more road game, and then you get that game at home? Now, the Heat ruined that. That's why after game six, when the Heat lost that game, I went out into the back porch of the Zaslow Mansion, and I was catatonic, because this is the first time ever the Celtics became the fourth team ever to force a game seven down 0-3, and they're the first ever to be hosting that game seven. That's this. You can't come back from 3-0 when you don't have the home court advantage. Because let's say you then win game four in your building to stay alive. Okay. You got to go on the road now to win game five, which the Pacers, let's say the Pacers won game four. All right, they would have likely then got smashed in game five at home to Boston. Even if they didn't, all right, you're then going to go to game seven in Boston if you win game six at home? No. If someone's ever going to come back from 0-3, this is the scenario. Because now the Wolves are home tonight. And they're a 5.5-point favorite. And then you would have game seven at home as well, where they would also be a favorite. So I think everyone, if you're just an NBA fan, everyone should be rooting for the Wolves tonight. That this game is going to be hotly contested. And if we get to a game six in Dallas, now we're in the pressure cooker. Shit gets really interesting if Minnesota wins tonight. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Dallas can't win tonight. I think they can. I think Dallas is really good. But this series, I think, has gotten really, really interesting. All right. Only a few more hours till the Panther game tonight. Let's go! Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. That's right, Caneswear in Davie. If you haven't been lately, they moved to a new location, but it's the same plaza. Same great experience, even bigger selection. Super easy to find Caneswear in Davie, just south of 595 on the west side of University. You can't miss it. The big block letters, 2655 South University Drive. Or you could shop for all your favorite South Florida team gear right now from the comfort of your own home at Caneswear.com. That's right, Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop. Men, women, kids, even gear for your pets. Obviously, Hurricanes gear, but Heat, Panthers, Dolphins, Inter Miami. Go to Caneswear.com where you get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, so this is from a few days ago, actually. This is from the big podcast, right, with Shaquille O'Neal. I believe that's what it's called. Draymond Green, who I hate on Inside the NBA. He's terrible. Draymond Green was on the big podcast with Shaq, and he wants to convince you that the NBA does not set them up to be wealthy after their playing day.
The fines, to me, don't make sense. You know, when you talk about as hard as we work to accumulate wealth, coming from situations that most people never make it out, and then you get fined the way we get fined, it's actually not set up for us to be wealthy after we're done playing. This job is not set up the way we're taxed.
Oh, California?
The way we're taxed, the way we're fined, and you know, you hear about all these programs like this program, this program, that is to cover everybody. This program is to teach this guy this. But if I do something wrong, I lose $100,000.
All right, this is not a big deal. Because outside of actual basketball, you shouldn't listen to anything Draymond Green says. This is a moron talking, okay? Like, high IQ basketball player, low IQ human. A couple things. Number one, he's got a problem with the fines. The league fines me $100,000. Draymond, the league fines you $100,000 when you punch another player or you punch out your teammate. You know what happens in the real world if you punch another person or you punch out another person? You go to jail. Go to jail, all right? So yes, the NBA fines you a lot of money. You're lucky in the real world, you go to jail for assault. The second part where the taxes. Draymond, I don't know if your financial advisor maybe has explained anything to you. The NBA is not taking taxes. It's the United States of America. And when you're making a couple hundred million dollars, Draymond, and you're complaining about this country taking taxes from you, I'm not sure the guy who can't afford to pay to go to your games, who makes $50,000 a year, I'm not so sure he feels bad for you, the amount of taxes that are taken out of your check. What an idiot. Not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So Jimmy Traina, he does the SI Media podcast. He had Charles Barkley on today. And here's Barkley, very upset with TNT.
First of all, I think they've done a really shitty job of keeping us abreast. Just say, hey, guys, we're in the middle of negotiations. It's 50-50. Just say something. I mean, we have not discussed it. And not even just for me, the people who work there. Because the people who work there, they're the ones on pins and needles.
So you have no relationship at all with David Zaslav, I guess?
None. I met him twice. I saw him last week at the upfronts. He said hello, and that was it.
So in that spot, you don't want to say to him what's going on with the NBA?
Well, I thought he should have said something to us when he had us there, to be honest with you, but he didn't. Yeah. And I'm like, there was crowds around, so I didn't want to make a scene, but I thought he should have said something.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. Like, it sucks that this run is going to end on such bad terms. So now they got another year. Do they end up doing a lame duck year? I suppose. But it sucks. It sucks that this is being taken away from us. I'm going big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal. You know, Udonis Haslam, for the first few days this week, was in studio in New York City in the Seaport Studios doing First Take and Get Up. And I'm going to tell you something. UD has been excellent. He is really good at this stuff. And here's UD yesterday saying he will not let Jimmy Butler leave the Miami Heat.
First, I'm going to say this. J. Will, they got a better chance of getting Bron than they do getting Jimmy.
You got a better chance
to get Bron than you do against Jimmy. I'm just gonna put that out there real quick.
Tell me why is that?
Not letting Jimmy get away. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. He can't get out of the 305. How are you gonna do that?
It sounded
go through me. I'm standing at the county line.
There is a contract,
the transport, not the airport.
Now, it did sound like your guy Pat Riley was not thrilled with Jimmy.
Listen. We speak our mind in Miami, if you guys don't know that by now. We believe in eye-to-eye communication. We don't believe in walking away with our heads down and mumbling under our breath. We're going to say what we feel, and we're going to move on to the next situation.
I'm going big deal. I mean, like I said, UD has been excellent on these shows, and I like the idea of UD not allowing Jimmy Butler to leave. So I'll go big deal. It's not complicated. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Yes! All right. Great job today, everybody. All right. Tonight determines my mood for the next couple of days. That's how we roll. That's how we do it in the Zaslow Mansion Serious Room. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. I hope we all enjoy the game tonight. Tonight has potential to be a really special night. Thanks, everybody behind the scenes who, as always, helped put together such a great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, tonight, make sure you listen. 7 p.m. Amber and Ian, I'm filling in tonight doing the show with top girl Amber Wilson. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Zaslow Show 2.0. I know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.